Blog Talk Radio.
Rocks and Rainbows with Get Off the Lawn. Welcome to Friday night fabulous fun on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Angela Bixby. Georgia Marantos and Marcy Currier are off tonight, but I am thrilled to have a wonderful guest host on with me tonight. I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction here about her. Her name is Mulatto Baldwin. And she is both an artist and an intuitive. Her specialty is really sort of intuitive consultancy, and she works with tarot cards. She's very, very talented. She's very empathic and compassionate, and she's excited to be here. So without further ado, I'll bring her on the line. Mulatto, are you there?
Hi, Angela. Yeah, I'm here. I'm so excited to be on your show tonight.
So excited to have you. Thank you so much for making yourself available and joining me. It's nice to be able to give the other hosts the night off. I know they've been busy. I was off last week, so they've been running shows every week and summer fun calls.
Yes, it's summertime. Everyone needs a little time off, a little vacation.
Yeah, kind of lean into the heat a little bit and relax. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, Mulatto, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I recently moved to California after living in New York for many years. But I've grown up kind of all over the place, and I think that the traveling that I've done and living abroad as a child in Africa and then D.C., I think all of those experiences really inform how I work with people and how I can be very empathetic and very open to all different sort of life experiences, ways of communicating, and ideally really helping people, which is my true passion. So, yeah.
Fantastic. I know you've had a really, really fascinating course so far through life, or journey, I should say. How would you say living in Africa influenced you spiritually? Was there some exposure to different cultural beliefs, or do you have anything
absolutely.
To comment on about that?
Absolutely. I would say that where I grew up in West Africa, in Senegal and Mali, very, very poor economically, especially Mali. And there's something that happens in developing countries amongst poverty where people are really generous, you know, and I think I really learned the spirit of generosity in Africa. And also people are very open to this idea of spirits, to things that aren't necessarily seen. There's definitely a sort of general understanding and belief in those things, which certainly opened me up to it as a child very, very early. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that timing's good to be there when you're young and to be able to take that in. And yeah, you're right. It's got to be a very different culture than ours. You know, this Western culture, at least in the time frame that we live in, has not been particularly supportive of people's spiritual gifts, especially in, you know, the non-classically religious ways. So, yeah, it sounds like it was a powerful experience to spend some time there while you were developing yourself. Very nice. Thank
very
you
much
for sharing.
So. Yeah, very much so. Very powerful. And also I think that, you know, coming to the States post-youth in Africa, I also learned a sort of a different perspective, which is that people may hold more in here, maybe less willing to talk about spirituality, but actually everyone kind of thinks about it. And everyone is really working mostly on trying to become a better person, becoming happier, becoming more well-rounded and more sort of comfortable in life. And I think that across the world, that's the case. Everyone's striving for more happiness and more connection.
Nice. Yeah, very well said. That's true. It's true. And I think it's uncomfortable sometimes for people, you know, which is what we run into a lot. So I'm always excited when I see people getting more effusive, getting more open, becoming more open, having these bigger conversations about their own self-improvement and self-awareness and spirituality. I find it to be very heartwarming and promising, because that's what I like to live. Is in that heart space with people.
Yeah, I think there's so many different words for it. And sometimes, you know, us, I don't know what you call us light workers, us intuitive, psychics, etc., we struggle to find the right term to describe it, because some people are open to the term tarot and some aren't, and some people would rather have a life coach, which I kind of am also. So, you know, there's different ways to put it, but I think the main goal is to achieve more happiness in life, and that's very simple.
Yeah, well said, well said. Yeah, there are so many different names, and it really all just comes down to, you're right, happiness and love. At a really basic level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. We've got a caller in queue. Are you ready to do some reading?
I'd love to. I've got my cards all ready.
Okay,
I
great.
I cleared them and they're ready to go, yeah.
All right, do you have a particular deck that you like to work with, if you don't mind my asking?
I have a few. I'm using the Rider White right now. It's very clear, and it's kind of my sort of least, I don't know, it's one I come back to over and over again, although I do have several other decks, yeah. And sometimes I'll work with several at once as well.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, no, I don't personally use tarot professionally when I do my readings, but I love tarot and I study tarot, and I certainly, you know, I have many decks of cards myself for my own readings and readings with friends, that kind of thing, more fun stuff. But I'm like you, I end up coming back to the Rider-Waite deck a lot, so I can relate. All right, let me go ahead and bring on this caller. Okay. Area code 925, you're on the air. What's your name and how can we help you?
Hi, my name's Sahara.
Hi, Sahara, how are you?
Hi. I'm good, how are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Good. What's your question?
I wanted to know if I could maybe just get like a mini reading or something like that.
Is there an area that you wanted us to focus on?
My relationship, mostly, or like career or anything like that.
Okay. So you said relationships? You broke up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like relationships, like love life or anything like that.
Okay, great. So okay. Are you in a relationship now, Sahara?
No, I haven't been for a while.
Okay. All right, good enough. I didn't know if there was somebody in particular you wanted us to check in on the energy of. That's why I asked that question. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I like just started talking, but we kind of, I don't even know what you would call it. But as of right now, like, no. I would ask you about him, but I'm not, like, we haven't even really established anything really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. We're going to go ahead and tune in, and we will have some information for you here shortly.
Okay. Okay, I just did a few cards for you, Sahara, and from what I can tell, you're in a very good place. You seem like in a very positive place in your life. I did pull a card that has to do with the beginning of relationships. But next to it's a card that's also saying that you have to end something else in order to move forward in the realm of relationships. And it could be in another element of your life, another area of your life. But I do see a sort of a need for real clarity and being very direct, which may be against your nature. You may be more emotive. But I would suggest that if you're seeking connection with someone, to be very open and be very clear with them that that's what you want, even just clear with self that that's what you want. So just stating it first and foremost is the beginning, right? To say you're ready and that's what you want, that's the start. So it seems like you're in a very good place to do that, to begin a relationship.
Okay, cool.
Sahara, what I'm seeing from Spirit is, I agree with Milada, you're in a very good place, and you finding a right partner, you know, after you've sort of worked through a little bit of what Milada talked about in terms of, you know, your position and your perspective and being direct in your communication and statement to the universe, I see it being really simple for you, and I actually see you having possibly three choices. It's almost like they walk into your house. I mean, not literally, but they walk into your world, your neighborhood, your circles in life. It's not something that I see you spending time going out and looking for. You know, you definitely have a couple. It's three prospects that come through. I feel like the one that you choose is somebody whose name begins with a C, they give me. And, you know, it looks to me like one of the challenges that you might have is that these guys are really clear on wanting to be with you and maybe almost to the point of being aggressive, not in a negative way, but just very, very direct. And so it sounds like, you know, what Milada talked about a little bit is going to be really helpful for you, because I get the sense that you're going to be faced with some very direct communicators with really strong feelings for you. And so anything you can do to sort of prepare yourself for that type of exchange is going to be helpful for you as you decide which one of these people you want to blossom into a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you see that happening like by the end of this year or anything like that?
You know, I don't know what Milada's getting in terms of time frame, but I feel like it's very soon because, you know, just as Milada said, I mean, you're in a really good position. And so it doesn't feel like it's far off at all. Yeah, I think you will have decided between the three of them by the end of the year, certainly, if not before then. It's almost like you walk into 2014 with a choice of one person that you're spending time with.
Oh. Does
that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Good. We thank you for calling in, and we wish you luck.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Take care.
Good luck, Sarah.
That was fun.
That was fun. I also got several men as options in my reading for her, too, which is great to have options, isn't it? To be
it is great. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they came through at the same time, right? I love how when we work together, you know, you and I work together, and I find this with Georgia and Marcy, and I'm sure when you have worked with other sensitives, too, you find this. It's so fun because we end up getting very similar messages. We might sort of get different visuals or different perspectives on it, but we often get, you know, very similar pieces to the same puzzle. Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, I noticed that from your show before. That's so true.
Yeah. I'm excited for Sahara. She's in a really good place. I was glad that you had that message for her because that was really clear in what I was seeing too. She's really ready. She's sort of like sitting back.
It was funny. It was really interesting because her name as well, because I pulled the Sun card, which is very much her energy, her personality, and even her name. I thought that was kind of neat, yeah.
Fantastic. I love how spirit works.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Mulatto, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, what your URL is, your email address, your phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a website dedicated to my intuitive consulting, and it's called Benu, B-E-N-U, Intuit, I-N-T-U-I-T. And from there, you can kind of look at a little bit about me and what I do, what services I offer and prices, and you can actually email me through there and book an appointment. And I do consult over Skype, so I have clients all over the world that I talk to on Skype or phone. And I also can do readings and guide people over email if they prefer, if they feel a little shy and would rather have it in writing. So I can do it in any of those formats. And I love having clients that I speak with regularly, every week or 2 weeks. I really enjoy developing that relationship and really helping guide them towards making decisions in their life. So, yeah, that tends to be my forte, I think, is sort of helping guide people make decisions and to become happier and more, you know, content in their lives. So, yeah. Thanks. And then that's my intuitive site, and I'm also a painter, and more my paintings have become more spiritual and more sort of consciously aware of the mode that I'm in while I paint them. So as I approach a canvas, I will have already meditated. I will already be in the frame of mind where the work comes from, that place of spirit and that place of the unconscious. That's very beautiful. So more and more the work that I make comes from that place. And that website is my full name. So Mulatto Baldwin. So it's M-A-L-A-D-O Baldwin, B-A-L DWIN.com. And I'm also happy to take phone calls. If people want to text or call me and set an appointment, that's also great. My phone number is 646-262-0357, and I'd be happy to do readings for anyone.
Great. Thank you so much. That's good. Everybody knows where to find you. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Night. You can find out information about the hosts on psychicsgonewild.com. All right. I'm going to go ahead, Mulatto, and bring on the next caller. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Area code 703, you're on the line. What's your name and how can we help you?
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. What's your question, Anne?
Hi, Anne. What do you see me doing 6 months from now?
See you doing work-wise?
Yeah, work-wise, or do you see a change of residence?
Okay. Mulatto, hey. Go ahead and tune in.
I I definitely see a sort of ongoing work that you're doing now, taking more time maybe than you think. But I also see a period of rest which may involve a reassessment and may require you to really look inside yourself and give it some contemplation what your next step is. I do see the potential of you getting a little bored, so you're looking towards other things right now. Angela, what are you reading?
Yeah, no, I agree. I see that bit of a rest. I actually see you sort of taking a lot of time nesting in your home a bit. I don't necessarily see a move. I don't see a move of your home. I see you really kind of settling in more there. But I agree with Mulatto in that I see you with a little bit of a restlessness, particularly around work. I don't know if you work out of your home, but there's something about the fact that work is, it's almost like it's too close to home and you're also bored at the same time. So you're really restless. And so part of you, that's part of why you ask a question like that in terms of if you'll be moving or where you'll be work-wise. Because there's somehow that the two are combined, that you're ready for a change. And I see you being really reflective around that. It feels as if you're not sure what direction you want to go work-wise. What Spirit is encouraging is anything that you can do to get in touch with your creativity is going to help put you in touch with really where you want to be work-wise. And until you get a bit of clarity around that for yourself, I don't see much change on the work front for you. Does that make sense to you, Anne?
Yeah, but do you see change of residence within those 6 months?
I do not.
I have not seen a major change of residence or work in the cards that I'm pulling, no. What I see is internal work and doing what you're already doing and continuing with that. But I really see a need for quiet introspection. And like Angela said, perhaps that's in the home environment or has to do with, you know, taking time to really reassess what you want to do next. But 6 months, you know, is a short amount of time. It may give you that period, this period that you're entering may give you the answers you need in order to make a step in the new year.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Mulatto on the time frame. I do know Spirit's showing me that there is a possibility of you relocating for work, for a position, but I don't see that happening in 2013. It's a possibility in 2014 if you're able to get clear on what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Just wanted to confirm to you that they are really lovely cards. There's nothing negative. It's just very much a time of introspection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you so much for calling. And I know that with some thought, you'll figure out your next step for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anne. We appreciate you calling in. Good luck to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Sometimes the readings are like that, aren't they? They're not as exciting as maybe people would like to hear, but we've all got to have those times of, you know, inner contemplation and inner work. I know I've gone through a lot of years like that when I'm sort of craving a change on a couple different levels, and what's really needed is just some of that inner work.
Yeah, no, me too. I definitely, even a few weeks ago, had a reading from Georgia, who's also a guest on your show, and it very much said that. It says, well, you're in the middle of some hard times. You'll get through it. It's hard to hear that. Although I have to say her reading was very much about keep working, keep thinking, and, you know, that's a phase. Everything is, change is the only constant, right? So reading is really about where you're at right now and the next few months, and then from there, you know, change ideally will happen for her. If she really wants it, she can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things I think it's easy to lose sight of for lack of a better term, consumers of readings. Because I get readings from colleagues frequently. I go to I go to Sensitives Intuitive Psychics for all the same reasons that everybody else calls in, you know, to the show and sees us as clients. And, you know, it helps to keep the perspective that we can actually manifest things sooner, you know, even if we don't really agree or if we don't really, you know, we do want to do something sooner, maybe we do want to move sooner. You know, we've got free will all the time, and we can, that's the biggest determinant of our future are the choices that we make. And so, and you know, we see as psychics and sensitives, we see possibilities and probabilities. And I think that's hard sometimes for people that aren't doing the work to remember that. It can be really easy to hear what someone says like us and think of it as more absolute, but it's not. Everything is up for change based on our free will.
Absolutely. And I always like to tell people that a reading is very much about the present. It's like showing you your options based on the moment you're getting the reading. So it's like you have pathways that you can take that may alter your future, but, you know, as things stand now, this is where you're at, this is what the playing field looks like, this is what, you know, the next few months look like. I tend to do readings that are for the next 3 or 6 months. Beyond that, I find that, you know, you can divine, you can, you know, have divination that goes further. But what happens is that people make different choices, and then their paths change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Well said. Good. Well, we'll go ahead and bring on the next caller if you're ready for more reading.
Okay. Sure.
Area code 302, you're on the air. What's your name and how can we help you?
Oh, yay. My name's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you?
Well, my question is, I have been trying, I'm middle-aged, and I've been trying to get into a master's program, and I'm number 6 on the waiting list. And it's pretty competitive to get in, even though it's not like a Harvard or it's not, you know, a great school. I mean, it's a program of study that I want to study, which is clinical mental health counseling.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how that looks for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, Jackie, what I get initially from Spirit is it looks like they don't show me you as 6th on the list. They show me you as 3rd on the list. And
yeah, same.
Yeah, really, right? Okay, so yeah, maybe some of the other people will drop out. But I do see you still sort of like in a holding pattern. It's almost like you're standing, waiting in line in the admissions person's office. Not that it's the admissions person that makes the decision, but, you know, it's a person sitting in a desk that represents the school's decision for your admission. And I get the feeling that, you know, I'm not sure when you're on the waiting list for, if it's for the fall, like in a few weeks that it's supposed to start, but it feels iffy. It's almost like Spirit might step in with divine intervention and get you into the program sooner, but it might be a few months out too. They're almost not showing what's coming, but they show me you waiting behind this one person in front of you, you getting that close. And then again, they also show me with light. They show me you with light coming down from above, almost as if divine intervention comes in and does help get you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. I see very, very positive outcome, but I also see a necessity for financial balancing, which may be part of the decision. Is financial somehow on their end, where you may be required to share some of the financial aid or something like that. But partly that could be in the decision-making process. But I do see overall very positive. I do see 3 as well. So maybe you're higher on the list than you realize. But maybe there's a way you can reach out to this program if you are that close and speak to someone about what may be holding you back from getting to the very top of the list.
So I've been not stalking, but I've been in touch with the program director, and several times, and I've told him about my interest, and they can only let in a certain amount of people, and because I'm so, I don't mean to sound conceited, but because I'm higher up on the waiting list, like uh-huh. the only thing that's preventing me from getting in is that so many people applied.
Uh-huh.
Like there's nothing that because I asked him, can I do a preceptorship? Can I take a class? What can I do? And they're basically like, no, you're qualified to get in. It's just we have X amount of slots.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, is it a program that has several start dates during the year? Like if
it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. they said that they could accept people up until I think they started in July. I think they
mm-hmm.
started at the beginning of the month, and then they'll go for like I think 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe people will drop out after their first class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if should I pursue this or am I forcing it? Is this the universe telling me just to practice my patience, which I have none?
I know the feeling. Well, there's always the need for patience, right? And one side of it is that, you know, ambition and patience don't always go hand in hand. But, you know, if you've already been in touch with this, with the admin office and, you know, or registrar or whatever, maybe that's all you can do. I don't know. Maybe there's someone else you can speak with. You don't want to harass them. But
right,
you definitely
right.
want to know. You want them to know how serious you are.
Yeah.
But if it is only a matter of a few weeks, then what, how many weeks now until you find out?
Well, I mean, they told me that I've been put on the waiting list, and that's all I know. I just came to the conclusion that since everybody that got in started in July, and the class run for 8 weeks, it might be like September or before they know if people dropped out and they have openings.
Mhm. Yeah, it's going to be at least 3 weeks before you hear news is what I'm getting.
Okay.
But another way, just sort of practically to ease your mind while you're waiting, you know, something you can do on a proactive level is to just start looking at other options. Not saying that this happened because it's a very likely possibility, but that might help you to kind of ease your mind.
Yeah, I've actually looked at other options, and this makes the most sense logistically, financially.
Uh-huh.
Like, really, like, I keep coming back to this one because I kept telling myself, I can't be attached to it. I can't. I've got to, you know.
Uh-huh. Can't put all of your eggs in one basket.
Right.
But we hope. And if you found something that suits you so perfectly, you know.
I mean, I feel like it is, but maybe it's the universe saying this isn't for you. I mean.
Well, I don't, Jackie, it's Angela. I don't actually get that this isn't for you. I get this is very much for you. But I do see that there's something else that looks like it's going to happen. I don't know if it's an internship. I don't know if it's a job that's along the lines of this work that you're able to do for now. You know, I see something. It's almost like a connection that you make, and it's something else for you to do until you do get into the school, whether that's in 3 weeks or next year, because it does feel like this is the right place for you to be. But there's
okay.
It looks like there's like another possibility of something that might crop up. I feel like it's a female. It's almost like someone's going to want to take you under their wing and maybe even create a position for you. So keep checking out sort of all the different networking avenues that you can around this area of work, vocation, study, interest, passion that you have, because I feel like you're completely on the right path in terms
okay.
of stepping into this type of work for yourself. But in terms of other options, I don't know that it's necessarily a school. It looks like it's a job to me, possibly. Mulata, did you get something along those lines too?
Yeah,
another person
I get a job,
in?
And I also get something very, very creative. I know this is, counseling can be a very creative field, but I also get work-related creative field.
I know that I've volunteered. Doreen Virtue is coming to the D.C. area, and I've volunteered to work at her event. I don't know if, if that's – I don't even know if I got picked to be a volunteer. But anyway, I'm just wondering, keeping myself open, but I'm ready to, study something else,
Yeah, we know. We can feel it. I feel like the Doreen Virtue thing may very well help. I saw the divine intervention and angels coming in. That makes a lot of sense for work with her, and that's exciting. And your energy feels really good. You still, you feel very upbeat. I can almost taste it for you. So I would say just try to keep doing what you're doing. Hang in there with your patience. We know it's hard, and we wish you luck.
I always joke to people, I need patience right now.
I love that. I'm going to use that. That's really great.
I took it from my sister, so. Anyway, thank you, lady, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jackie. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Mulatto, the goodbyes can get challenging with both of us. Wanting to say goodbye.
I know. I'm like,
when do I
talk?
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's absolutely perfect. Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, Jackie's energy did feel really good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Her energy was great. She's so excited. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like she has a whole new world opening up to her. Something really big and new is coming very soon. She's a person in the midst of change.
Yeah, exciting. All right, listening audience, you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Night with Angela Bixby and Mulatto Baldwin. Mulatto is my special guest tonight. I'm very honored to have her on. Georgia and Marcy are off tonight, taking a break this week. This will be my last show for a little while. I'm going to take August off and be working on some other projects, and then I'll be back in September. So I'm excited to be here with Mulatto tonight, and I'll miss everybody in August. But I know that Georgia and Marcy have got some different guests lined up and some fun things planned. So keep tuning in. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us on 773-897-6461. If you'd like to find information out about me, my website is www.energyintuit.com, energyintuit.com. You can email me at energyintuit@gmail.com. You can find my contact info there. I love to hear from listeners, so feel free to drop me an email, introduce yourself. I always love to hear from you, and I will answer you. All right. It looks like we've got a pretty full queue here, Mulatto. Are you ready for another call?
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Area code 215, you're on the air. What is your name, and how can we help you, please?
Hi, my name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
How are you both? I'm calling because I lost my engagement ring. You see the lost or misplaced, and I was wondering if you felt anything surrounding that.
Yeah, bear with us. We're tuning in, Lori, and we'll see what we can come up with for you.
Thank you.
I feel like it's outside, and it's potentially underground. I mean, they're giving me images of outside nature and that it's down almost like underneath the earth. I don't know if there's something that you've done outside in nature, if you've done some planting or some gardening, or if it's out sort of like next to the trash can, and kind of like pushed into the earth or something. But that's what they're showing me, that it's somewhere underneath. It may have even dropped down a pipe, come to think of it, in a sink. If it's in the sink, it's like a bathroom sink. It's stuck in a trap. Like you could get it with the help of, taking out turning off the water and taking out the plumbing. Like, I don't feel like it's not completely gone if it's in a pipe. But it is somewhere down under at a dark place is what they're showing me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting all the cards I pulled have to do with being outside, but right near an entranceway, whether a doorway or a gateway. So it's not far from an entranceway, most likely of your home or somewhere that you were at recently. Yeah, it's definitely outside.
It's outside. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like, Lori, it's an outside, someplace that two, maybe three people dwell. The third person might come and go, like maybe an adult child or something, or a child that visits. It's not a huge public place or anything like that. It definitely feels like
no.
It's your home, whether it's yours or someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's not in a public place?
Right.
No, it's near to your home or the home of someone that you know well. It's not in a public park or anything like that, no.
I live in the city on a residential street, so you don't.
Have you looked around the entranceway of your building and exit of your building?
I have.
In the ground, around the plants and stuff like that, if there are any.
There's like an open lot.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of doors from where I live with some weeds and things.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, I looked on the street.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, if it was out on the street, you know, someone would have seen it. But if it's in the ground or kind of hidden by a plant, you're more likely, you know, to find it there. But then the question is to kind of retrace your steps. When you lost it, if you can do that, that's a very helpful thing in finding.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do feel like
yeah.
I'm sorry, Mulatto. I do feel like it's near a front door as opposed to a back door. I'm seeing it near a front door, like almost right outside the front door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Lori. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lori.
I do feel like she's going to find it. Spirit was trying
yeah,
to
me
become
too.
As clear as
yeah,
possible.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very likely she will find it.
Yeah.
It's close to home. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also
yeah.
wonder if it was potentially, like you said, right outside the entranceway of a home of someone she knows or sees regularly.
Uh-huh.
I think it might have happened during a time of celebration. I don't know if she remembers exactly when or how she lost it, but trying to retrace her steps that night or day might help a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's very good advice. Very good advice. Good deal. Well, are you ready for another caller? We can go ahead and bring the next one on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. We're having some fun now. Area code 843, you're on the line. What's your name and how can
you
help
you? Oh, hi. How are you? Hey, this
good.
Is Amy. I just have to go outside because the TV is on. Hi, it's Amy.
Hi.
How are you guys? I was just enjoying listening to the show. I pushed one just to see, but I am always happy to get a reading. Let's see. I have to have a lot of changes going on right now. I was just wondering if you could pick up on, I don't know if that's a specific of enough of a question, but lots of changes. They seem good. Am I fooling myself?
Let's see.
No, you know, I do see multiple changes, and I see changes with people. I see changes with possibly a living situation or work. It looks like there's definitely one, it's possibly three areas where you're seeing great change right now. One of them, there's a lot of moving on. I don't know if you started seeing someone recently, but I see one of the areas of sort of the most forward movement. Is,
yeah, that's the one you got.
Yeah, the dating scene. And that looks
mm-hmm.
like where you really get out and relax with everything you're going through. Because the couple other changes are really, it's not that they're heavy. burdensome's not the best word either, but there's a lot going down for you. It's not even negative per se, but it's a lot. It's heavy. And so you really have a good time with this person, and that helps a lot. It helps you figure out how to sort of switch on and off your energy instead of letting those other situations drain you. Because if you didn't have, you know, the outlet of going out and having fun with this guy, it looks like it is, you know, you'd be really kind of amped up from everything else that's going on. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense.
Good. Let's see what Mulatto's got going on there.
Very similar. I do see options in the realm of the heart. Maybe there's someone in particular that you're spending time with, but there's some other options as well.
Oh, yeah. My dead husband seemed to have, like, as soon as the other person arrived, the dead husband, like, has been...
Okay.
So it is sort of that. There is sort of this eeny meeny thing going on, even though only one of them has a body. But that's definitely what my heart's doing. So
that's completely normal when you've had someone that's passed over that they may be still holding. Your heart, and you can still pay respect to them and be and honor them even though you're moving on, I'm sure you know that. So
I'm getting more used to it. I am I'm getting more used to it. This is exactly what I needed to hear that, because it just seems like, I guess that's it, when you just get in stress when things are good, like, oh, this must just be like a setup. So that was fabulous. It was exactly what I needed to hear. So I'm going to go back to listening. I appreciate you both.
Good. Thanks, Amy. Listen, get out there and socialize. It's going to help you relax.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good afternoon, evening.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Such sweet energy. So much. There's so much change in the air, I think, everywhere. It seems like there's been a lot of that in the last couple of weeks with calls and things. Just a lot of exciting energy of change for a lot of people. Have you been feeling that with your clients and in your world?
Very, very much so, and myself as well. I've been very elated and high energy. I've been extremely busy after months of kind of downtime.
Ooh.
So, yeah, just very elated and bright energy and so constantly moving. And I have to remind myself to slow down and take a breather, So, yeah, it's been really fun. Lots of change, lots of potentials in the air.
Good. Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds like then you could relate, and I can relate, too, to what Amy was saying about good stress, what feels like positive stress, and just that kind of reminder to remind ourselves to slow down, like you said, and really just kind of relax and take care of ourselves, have fun, rest, those kinds of things too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing to be busy, right? To be busy with things that you love, with people, doing things, with work, all that's a blessing. But it's also good to remind yourself to take a night off and process.
Yeah, very much so. Very well said. Thank you. All right, I'll go ahead and bring on the next caller.
All right.
Area code 440, you're on the line. What's your name and how can we help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Area code 440, you're on the line.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Marianne.
Hi,
Marianne. Welcome.
Thank you. And I have been interviewing for jobs within my company. They're lateral positions. I've actually been offered one right now. It's a downgrade, which I'm not inclined to take it. But I've also applied for a number of lateral jobs. I'm waiting to hear back on one. There are two openings. It's kind of caught up in a current kind of budget swirl. And there's also two or three more that I've applied for and was wondering what you saw there and if you saw something coming through and just some sense of timing.
Okay. I can just do a quick assessment while Angela looks at her cards and her reading. But I would say the first option, like you said, is kind of beneath you. It's not quite at the level that you would like to be at. The second one that you mentioned, I think you mentioned the second option.
Yes.
Is much more your speed. It's more in line with your experience, and I feel better about that option, the second option.
Okay.
But Angela, please go ahead and tell me what you see.
Yeah, no problem, Marianne. I see. I do see you getting one of these lateral positions, and I agree with Mulatto. I don't believe it's the first one. It's the second one, second or third one, look like what's it for you. Whichever position it is that you take is more analytical. You know, it's sort of more numbers-oriented, logic-oriented, you know, those sort of more, quote-unquote, masculine traits that we think of. And I see that being very much a position that the company wants you to take, because it looks like there's a lot of movement. I don't know if there's a bunch of layoffs or what's going on, but they want you to take one of these.
Yeah, they're forcing people to relocate, and a lot of people are leaving the company rather than move to a different city.
Yeah, and so they want you to take this lateral position because they're actually going to promote you after that. I mean, there's somebody who's high up in the company really likes you and your work ethic and how you work, and so they're really hoping that you'll take one of these positions so that as all of these people leave, they can then offer you something that's more collaborative with upper management.
Okay,
is what I see.
Any sense of timing?
It feels like it's within the next couple months because, you know you've got those options. You've already got the one offer. I see you walking on a very lit-up path, which tells me that it's very soon. It's almost, the light's already shining on it from what I can see from Spirit. And so just make sure that you choose the one that feels the best to you is what I would say.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Angela, that was great. I would say that actually I see it happening a little bit faster.
Cool.
Yeah, and very positive, very exciting. She's going to love her new job.
Yeah, and they just, I mean, they sort of know what they're putting the people through right now. It's tough in those organizations where, you know, the people higher up, they know the kinds of decisions that they're making and that it's going to affect so many people's lives in ways like that, but I have the feeling that Marianne's got like that true grit, you know, she can make it through this tough transition, and they see that, and they do want to elevate her to a higher position, so.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of respect for her and what she does, so she will be rewarded, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Very cool. Well, listeners, you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild, fabulously fun Friday night. You can find information out about our whole fun family of psychics on psychicsgonewild.com. I am blessed to have Mulatto Baldwin on with us tonight as a special guest. Information about Mulatto can be found on the Blog Talk Radio site, and it can also be found on her website for intuitive counseling, BenuIntuit.com. That's B as in boy, E, N as in Nancy, UINTUIT. And with that, I think we'll go ahead into the next call. How about it, Mulatto?
Sounds great to me. Let's do it.
Okay. Area code 304, you're on the air. What's your name? How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Lori, and, you know, I'm just in a place where I'm ready for some changes and making some changes, and I just specifically, you know, even love changes, and I'm just wondering what you see for me in the future and kind of like maybe some directions I need to go.
Okay. I feel like you've got great support from Spirit and from your guides and the angels.
Mm-hmm.
With love, the next relationship that you're going to have looks to me like it's something very different than what you've had. It's almost like you're consciously choosing to walk down a different path for a bunch of reasons in your life, but particularly in your love life. And the way that you walk very decisively towards this next person, it's like it has this way of sort of like clearing the path. I see you walking down this lit up path, and it's almost like people are clearing the way and falling to the sides, the crowd's parting as you make your way precisely to this type of person that you're ready to have a relationship with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's been, I'm leaving a relationship right now, and specifically there's somebody that I have been interested in, and but they're kind of iffy and dicey, and I'm not really sure if I if I want to trust at this point. So
yeah. I get the sense that there are qualities about the person that you're kind of headed towards that, you know, you do, you wonder if it's going to be the same type of personality that you've been with, like the relationship that you're getting out of. So I would say, you know, as you're making decisions from your heart in this arena in particular, just go with what feels really right. I do see you wanting to be in something completely different than you've been in before.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mulatto. I think you were chiming in a minute ago. I didn't mean to step on you.
It's all good. I was listening. Basically, what I'm getting is that there's a little bit of competition for this person, which may require a real gesture on your part in order to get their attention, if you are seriously interested in this person that you mentioned.
Huh.
They may have other options, and they may be trying to figure out, he may be trying to figure out what he wants.
Huh.
So,
a gesture. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of gesture. Hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it just means letting them know.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be so cut and dry. It could be something more gentle. And, you know, sometimes we think we're really obvious when we like someone, but actually we're not. They have no idea, you know.
Mm.
So.
That's true. And I have that way of holding myself back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've also recently decided to start back to school and finances and stuff and just kind of make a change. And I'm just changing everything, apparently. And so how do you see that going? It's
fantastic.
Good. Because it's
new
been a
start. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. It's been a while since I've done that, the whole school thing, so I'm a little nervous.
You're going to do well, Lori. Yeah, I see it going really well, too. All of these changes that you're going through in this time of transition, Spirit's being really clear with me. They're giving me a Christmas tree. When Spirit gives me pop culture calendar items and icons, it means sort of karmic timing. So I feel I feel very strongly that by Christmas time, things are going to be really settled down for you, and you're going to be in your new flow of all of these areas of your life. Looks really
good. Oh,
that's
awesome. That's awesome. Good. Yeah. Thank you.
I have one more thing to say. I actually see a potential connection with someone through school. So, yeah, keep your eyes open to someone who meets you on that level when you start school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck, Lori. Thanks
you have a great
calling.
Evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, it's positive tonight. We're so lucky to hear from so many quite positive and exciting
people. We are
people.
So lucky. And such a nice variety of questions and things that people are thinking about. And I would like to hear some male callers. I feel like the women are much more open to the readings, but I do know some men, and they also like to get readings and maybe more private about it. But but yeah, I think that's interesting how women tend to be more into calling, and that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder how many, if only they had a gender breakdown on the archived listeners. They don't, but it would be interesting if Blog Talk Radio could poll people to find out really what the listening audience was more like. Because I agree with you, I would say 98.5% of our callers are female. I think since doing this show in March, so, you know, for 4 months straight, I think I've heard from maybe females.
Well, I think there's something very analytical about the female mind, in the sense that we really think and rethink things and look at all of our options and and sometimes overthink things. But there's a reason why women, you know, tend to ask questions of psychics and tarot readers, is because we have that type of mind all the time. You know, we're always thinking a lot about our options and what we should be doing and how to do it best.
Yeah, hunting and gathering for different perspectives that might help us make better decisions. I completely agree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring on the next caller if you're ready for that.
Sure am.
All right. Area code 201, you're
Hello?
On the line. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
dating.
How can we help you?
You know, just, I guess, if there's anything, you know, new and exciting, like everybody else coming my way.
And what's
now,
your name?
Sorry, what did you say?
What's your name?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Now, is there any area in particular that you want us to be looking at, whether it's career or love life or?
Not really so much love life. I'm kind of, I just feel I need to take a break from that for me.
Mm-hmm.
More so like career and I guess, you know, social life.
Okay.
Yeah, I do see you. I see you in sort of similar position to one of the callers we had earlier, a few callers ago. They actually show me, as you talk about taking a break from your love life, Spirit's showing me an image of you having had a for sale sign, almost like you'd have out in front of a house, out, and you're in, you're like, you're pulling in your sign, you're no longer on the market right now, and you're really, you're pulling
in
a lot.
Yeah.
I do see you choosing to spend some time with friends, but it's a group of, like, maybe six friends tops, you know, just sort of like your closest friends in more intimate environments. I see you doing a lot of sort of pulling inside yourself and really deciding what your next move is going to be, because you've been through a lot with the dating and just sort of everything you're going through. I see just a real call on your part to pull in and kind of withdraw, not in a negative way, but in kind of a hibernating way, to just kind of to rest and focus on what's next.
Well, unfortunately, I got into a fight with one of my really good friends, and we haven't talked for a while. It was a weird falling out, and, you know, she was kind of the planner. So it's been, you know, kind of different without her in my life. You know, I'm hoping we can resolve this, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I do see you resolving things with her, but it looks to me like there's a lot that has to be worked out. Even kind of fighting, you know, continuing to kind of fight.
It was very weird.
I'm seeing almost like energy waves of like yelling at each other. One of you has still got some stuff to get off their chest. And, you know, you're both were hurt by it. It's almost, you guys were very close. And I don't know if it's her or
we're
you.
Like
I feel like it's her. She feels like almost that she was betrayed or something with whatever went on between you guys. Her perspective on you is very different than what yours is.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, I'm confused by it, and I've reached out, and she just doesn't answer, and it's very strange. Usually with anybody else, I'd give up, but it's like this person was a part of my life for so long.
Our female friends, we hold very close. I think sometimes difficulties with our close female friends can be harder even than a breakup with a man, you know.
Exactly.
Talk to them all the time. And, you know, I can see that you're probably not sleeping. You may be having bad dreams, and it's really affecting you on every level.
It is.
My heart goes to you. I've been there. I would say that my advice to you is to be a little brave and to step out on your own. You may have to do that. You know, there may be an element of codependency that she's recognized and that she's putting down the line, and that's why she's not calling you back right away. But if you establish some independence and find your own way a little bit and find some light socially, that she may be more open to reestablishing something with you. But you have to be
this
brave.
Kind of motherly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brittany, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Okay, but everything else besides that is good.
Yeah, I would definitely say your intuition is very strong. You should really listen to that when it comes to your friend as well. I really did a reading for what you were talking about just now. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for your help.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Sure. Yeah. Blessing. Wow. Yeah. You make a very good point, Mulatto, in that, you know, we can feel sort of more deeply the strife in our female relationships sometimes even than in our love relationships, I guess, particularly if we're in heterosexual relationships with men.
Yes, exactly. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, those girlfriend connections are like sisterly, and they can just feel really challenging when we're having strife, that's for sure.
Yeah, they can affect all the other areas of your life. I've definitely been there, and it's painful, and the only thing that really helps is time and being really kind to yourself. So what I would suggest to her is really to kind of step out of the house and be brave socially, because
mm-hmm.
finding a new friend to talk to is really important.
Yeah, I agree. It is hard. I've been there myself, too, and especially walking this walk of a psychic. You know, for me, it's a second career. It's something that I stepped into about 5 years ago, really consciously on this path. And, mm-hmm. you know, with a choice like that, it really can affect friendships and things. And so a lot of what you said tonight and a lot of what she's going through certainly resonated for me, too, personally, because I've gone through a lot of changes in the last 5 to 10 years with friendships.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you make some really good points in that, you know, it doesn't do us any good to not be kind to ourselves, regardless of what's gone on or what's going on, and getting out and sort of raising your vibration and feeling better and making some new connections with people always helps. So, yeah, you make great points.
Yeah, and the other side of it, too, is that, you know, friendships go through a lot of changes, as do we as individuals. So over a period of 5 years, a year, 10 years, you may be a very different person or have different needs in your friendship. So she may, you know, this may be a chapter that she's going to look back at in a few years and say, wow, we had such an amazing friendship. Now it's very different. You know, now we have a sort of different way of relating to each other. And that's okay, too. And I think that on the road of friendship, there are bumps. And the ones that we love and care about, you know, we stick around, we come back to. Even if we have some time off from, we come back to each other and we regroup. And it's like no day has passed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always nice when that happens. And I did
yeah.
see them reconciling. I did see Brittany and her friend coming back
yeah.
together, you know, to work through the situation.
Yeah.
So that felt good. Good, good, good. All right. Well, we've got a few more callers that we should, you know, hopefully
okay.
be able to fit in before the time is up. I'll go ahead and bring the next one on. Yeah.
Okay.
Area code 510. You're on the line. What's your name and how can we help you?
Yes. Hi. This is Camille, and I'm calling you from Alameda, California.
Hi, Camille.
Hi.
Okay, so my question is, will I remain living where I am for the foreseeable future?
All right, we are tuning in, Camille. They're with us.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Are you married, Camille?
No, I'm not.
I see what Spirit's offering me is a move as it relates to marriage. So showing me a wedding dress. And I get the sense that it's a marriage for you. I don't know that it's for someone else. It might be that you go to a wedding and you meet someone there, because the bride that they present looks like they're central to a reason for you to move. I know that may sound kind of out there, but it looks like once you go to this wedding, things become more clear to you about moving. Does that make any sense to you?
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
mm-hmm.
I honestly am not looking to move. I'm just, you know, wanting to stay right exactly where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Not just going day to day, but thriving.
Yeah. So, it feels like some of it's around the concept of partnership. I do feel like it's a wedding that you're going to go to is going to be a catalyst for you thinking through moving. And I do think that you might even meet someone at this wedding. And there's someone that you're going to seriously consider in the future. And I hear you when you say you're not looking for that or looking to move at the moment, but I feel like it's something that's going to kind of take you by surprise. And it's going to definitely make you think through these questions on a more personal level as it relates to being in a relationship with someone else. I don't see you moving geographically far from where you are if you move once you get yourself into this relationship. But I do see you going through a lot of thought about change pretty soon. I don't know, Mulata, what are you getting?
I don't see a major move. I know what you mean by wedding. I see that as potentially through church or through some kind of institution. I see a real need for sort of tempering and balance and finding a sort of healthy, how do I put this, healthy balance in one's life. So, in terms of the home and, you know, work and romance, whether that's wanted or not, I am getting a lot of confusing cards. I don't know where you're at in your life right now and what's going on, but I'm seeing a whole variety of sort of cards here. Tell me a little bit more about where you're at and what you're hoping.
Well, about 6 years ago, I woke up in a dream calling the name of a place that I had never been to before. And about 4 weeks later, I got an offer on my home, which it was not even on the market. So I put two together and realized, oh, my goodness, I believe I'm supposed to be in this place. And I asked for more information, more clarification, and I saw exactly the place, even the window above my garage where I eventually moved. So it was so beautiful and easy for me to come and establish myself, grow in tremendous ways, and eventually I had my daughter. So now what I am doing is building relationships, having community, building community, and really establishing myself. It just gets a little, you know, scary sometimes because Spirit only gave me so much, and then it kind of stops. So I'm going, okay, now what? You know, this is literally the place of my dreams. And now I've got the daughter of, again, my dreams. So I'd like to thrive here with her. And then when the time comes, bring in a stable partner for myself, which I haven't, that hasn't happened yet. But I am definitely open to that and just keep, you know, adding to my vision.
I think that part of your dilemma is this idea that, I think it's Buddha who said that it's not about the destination, it's the journey, right? So when we have a dream or a vision of what we want and we've kind of achieved it, or like we look around and say, wait, but it's not quite, or I have more work to do, you know, that's part of it. And it sounds like you have a lovely home and a great community and an amazing daughter. And I think that ideally, you know, it's about recognizing what you have. That is your next step. Just kind of looking at it and saying, thank you, I appreciate so much what I have. And then from there, you know, new options will start to pop up. I think gratitude for me is always the thing I come back to when I'm in a state of confusion or when I'm in a state of over-analytical, sort of critical nature of my own life. Always come back to the gratitude part. And it sounds like you're very much in that place of recognizing what you have. That's an amazing thing. I've also had that where I've envisioned a home and then lived in it, and that's the most amazing thing. Isn't that powerful?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I did today. It's so funny. Today I did meet. Actually, my daughter had a, you know, screaming fit until I realized she wanted to go and meet this young man sitting there. And he turned out, I guess, to be single, because at the end of it, he did give me his phone number. But it turns out he lives about 50 miles away. Yeah.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, no?
Yeah, so I don't know. Okay. Well, thank you.
That's good that you're open. That's good that you're open. Definitely pay attention to those people that approach you and but you choose, you know, make sure that you choose him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And please keep posting, Gail, because I
thank you.
wrongly see you in a partnership, in a very sort of regal partnership. I see you married, and it feels like it's
okay.
Soon. Please keep me posted.
Yeah. I see
okay.
Something also.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. You're very welcome.
Sure. Thank you, Camille. Okay. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was powerful.
I know. Oh, that's
so
amazing.
She had a vision.
I love that.
And then got the offer to help. That is a fantastic story of Camille being open to spirit and spirit dialoguing with Camille. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it can be. I love those stories. Wow.
I do too. It's like some people don't even need a vision board or to write it down. They dream it.
Uh-huh.
Comes true. That's so awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it is awesome. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Night with Angela Bixby and Mulatto Baldwin. We've got about 15 more minutes, and we've got a couple callers on the line. So if you
okay.
are up for it, Mulatto, we'll just see if we can get to these three callers.
I am. Let's do it.
Cool. Area code 770, you're on the line. What's your name, and how can we help you? Hello?
Area
770, are you there? What's your name?
I don't hear anybody.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and put 770 back on hold and go to the next caller. We'll try again in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Let's try this. Area code 619. You're on the air. What's your name and how can
Hi.
I help?
Hi. My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Can I leave it open and see what comes in, or do I need to have a – do I need to – narrow it down for you.
We can do either, but if you have a specific
okay.
question.
Okay, yeah, no, that'd be fine. Okay. I'm kind of curious. I'm kind of curious to see what comes through, just the general. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, I can tell you what I see very briefly. I see a potential of some money coming your way. I also see that you've had some heartbreak and it's kind of resting heavily on your shoulders, but there's this potential of work bringing in some more money and a new sort of chapter that's very bright and very positive. Yeah,
I get that too, Mulatto, in terms of the work. And I get a sense that there might be a man that you meet in the workplace that wants to date you. I agree with Mulatto, and I see you sort of standing back and watching some of the possibilities in terms of men go passing by because you're being very decisive for good reason. You know, I do see you protecting your heart a little bit, but I see that this person that kind of gets through and permeates that is someone that's really persistent, but he really likes you and respects you, and it does look like he comes through the workplace from what I can see.
I also see a new relationship. Mm-hmm.
Well, I already have a boyfriend, so I don't really see that happening. And because, well, I work with kids, so I don't get too many.
That's cool. I did get a kid in here.
Oh well.
Yeah, money's good. I don't know, you know, what goes on in the relationship, but it might be that there's a change soon and someone else is coming through. So stay open.
You could be just It may be more like someone catches your eye or they catch your eye and they let you know, you know. You don't have to pursue it. You don't have to pursue it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know.
Not really looking. Okay. Well, that money sounds good. That'd be great. I wouldn't mind having more money come in.
Yeah.
Definitely open to that.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Donna. Thanks for calling. Seven seven zero, you're on the line. Are you there, 770?
Maybe they hung up the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing them, but I don't think they're hearing us, or maybe they're muted, because I can hear almost like street traffic when I bring them on the line. But sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Milada, were you saying something?
No, I was just going to say let's take the next caller then if we have time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Area code 919, you're on the line. What's your name?
Hi.
And how can I help you?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
And I just want to maybe have you see what comes in for me.
Okay, is there any area of your life in particular that you're wondering about?
My relationship with my husband.
Okay. All right, we're tuning in. Bear with us.
What?
We are tuning in to Spirit, if you could just bear with us for a few seconds here.
Okay.
Okay.
I get a sense that he's fairly stubborn. And there's some version of kind of a standstill going on between you two right now. It's a bit of a standstill. It's almost like he doesn't want to move forward towards you. But it looks though like there's something going on for him personally that he wants you to sort of like walk towards him on. I don't know if he's communicated it to you or not, or if he's just one of those less communicative males that's expecting you to kind of know what's going on. But I see him requiring a lot of introspection time and really kind of wanting some, he's not really sure if he wants space or if he wants you coming towards him to placate him about what's going on, but I see him sort of working through mentally something really challenging right now.
Well, is he having an affair?
That did not come up for me.
I don't get that sense. It could be what's on his mind, but I don't see him with someone else personally. That's not what I'm seeing from Spirit. Mulatto, what's coming through for you?
No, I'm not seeing another woman. What I'm seeing is that he's holding in all his thoughts and emotions, and he is a stubborn, sort of stoic man, and that maybe that's the frustration, and that's why you have doubts and are asking these questions, is because he's not really revealing what's on the inside. But again, he may need the time to process and to really go through his thoughts, that internal time, before he can express it to you. But if you're questioning at this level, there may be a need on your end to sort of gently express that to him without accusing him of anything. Opening that dialogue a little bit, he may not be quite ready for it, but you can let him know that when he is ready, you're there and you're willing to listen.
Okay. It's just, you know, I feel everything's one way, his way, and, you know, forget my way or forget anything about me.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, I see that. It looks like a fairly self-absorbed time for him right now with what he's going through.
Uh-huh.
What do you think that it's going to change?
Well, has he ever changed?
Yeah, he changed into this kind of person. He was a very loving, caring person before this.
Was it something that happened recently or over a long period of time?
A long period of time. You know, we've gone through, you know, he's gone through several job changes, and I lost my job and never got one back. I think my company put me on some kind of a blacklist because of abnormal cells in my liver. I believe I got put on a blacklist, it's hard to get a job right. You know, it has been hard to get a job for a long time.
For a lot of people, yes, I understand completely. I would say that a lot of the issue does have to do with money, with you guys, and that maybe the job and the money situation is adding just a lot of extraneous stress, and that he doesn't really know how to express it. and you guys are kind of sitting next to each other, but you're not really facing each other. There's a real need to kind of let down both of your barriers and really come back to sort of a gentle, romantic, and sort of playful nature. And I know that being in a relationship a long time, one has to remind your partner and remind each other to do that. But you need some levity. You need to bring in some levity in order to open up these conversations and to get your man back, you know, on the level with you.
Well, I feel like all he wants is truthfully sex, and he doesn't want to give me any affection and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants everything his way all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and
this is really upsetting to you. Oh.
And he's emotionally isolating me, you know. It's this big wall he's put up, and we end up arguing, you know, because of it, because he won't let go.
And does he respond to your affection, or have you had to kind of pull back completely?
He responds with, you know, kind of a putting his hand out in front and pushing me away.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. I'm getting that he's completely in his own head. He can't step out of it.
Is there a way to get him to step out of it?
It looks like patience is part of it. I do see the two of you coming together in the future. Sandy, I don't see it being like this for forever. It's really hard when, you know, you've got your own desires to be close to him, and then there's, you know, the fighting comes up almost as a way to connect instead of getting real with each other. Or, you know, he wants to be physical. It's his way of saying he wants to connect with you without having to do the hard part of it, of really telling you what's bothering him and what's on his mind. But I do see you two coming around. If there's any way that you can employ patience and, you know, find ways to do things that make you happy outside of, you know, kind of worrying about what's going on with him, as well as what Mulatto said in terms of just letting him know gently that you're there for him when he's ready to talk, you know. And I do see the two of you getting back on a right track. But it's not very much about what you're to do. It's very much his process right now. And I know that's hard to be in your position with that. So whatever you can do to take care of yourself in the meantime is going to help you.
Well, I feel kind of isolated. I know I'm isolated because, and I mean, we've been sharing a car, and then he got to where he didn't want to share the car with me. And it's my car, you know. And if I have no car, I can't go anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you need to set some boundaries and some, you know, very gently. You know, I don't know who.
But
he's
told me to get a car now.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, shouldn't he, if he's the one with the job and without the car, shouldn't he get the car?
One would think he did go with me the other day to a dealership to look at one.
Okay.
That's as far as we got.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, it's just, I am emotionally, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would echo what Angela said, and really pamper yourself and give yourself love. So when I'm alone, you know, I've been told by intuitives before, the thing to do when you're not getting a hug, right, or you're not feeling that affection that you need from your partner, or maybe you're alone or whatever, is to really imagine yourself hugging yourself. So we can't always seek outside of ourselves for love. We really have to come back and really love ourselves first. And then people start to come towards us for that same affection. So what I would suggest on your end is to do little things that make you feel beautiful, that make you feel affection for yourself, and he will start to pay attention. I am also echoing Angela and saying that you guys have a very deep, loving, and long-term connection, and you will get through the bumpy period. This is a bumpy period.
It's been a long, bumpy period.
Yeah. You know, I think that you need to just stay steady and always just be very kind to each other. And when he's driving you a little crazy, take a breath and walk away for a few minutes, you know.
Yeah,
and try to remember, Sandy, that a lot of what you're feeling in terms of feeling emotionally isolated, I really get the sense that he's projecting a lot of that onto you, sort of psychologically, and that's exactly what he's feeling. And so the step to go to the dealership to look for a car for him, I think, is a great move. Yeah, because he's feeling that too, and I think that's part of why he's sort of, not that he's making you feel that way, but why he's sort of, you know, putting that out there to you and projecting that onto you, where you're feeling isolated by him, because that's actually how he's feeling, if that makes sense. So if there's any way that you can try to, you know, find some compassion and then, you know, share with him that you guys really both have the same feelings about the situation, you know, that might help.
And share with him what?
That you both have the same feelings about the situation, you know, maybe even telling him that you sense that he feels isolated and that you know how that feels because you felt that way. You know, the situation of you guys sharing a car is hard, and him being the only one bringing in money is hard for both of you. You know, just sort of try to come together in the ways that you're both feeling. It looks like you're feeling similarly about the situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, maybe it does, you know, because, but, you know, the thing is he keeps saying he'll try, and then he does nothing.
Sometimes change.
Go back to the dealership. Get that car. Get him moving out of the house.
Yeah.
Get him doing something, you know, like getting some fresh air. I think that's going to help you guys a lot.
I think your independence with the car, both of you having your own independence, will really help your relationship.
Yeah. It'll help me, definitely.
Yeah.
You're over in Jacksonville?
No. So Psychics Gone Wild, the person who leads the group, our family, Jethro Smith, he is in Tampa, I believe. He's in Florida. I could be wrong about his exact location. Maybe he is in Jacksonville. Maybe he's got a Jacksonville number. But he is located in Florida. And he is the he's the person that created Psychics Gone Wild and started the radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio about 18 months ago. And so he's brought together a whole family of psychics. He's very, very generous by bringing us all in and letting us, you know, run these shows. So that's probably what you're seeing on the site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm near Philadelphia, and Mulatto is in Southern California.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're right on the independence. Get me some space. And, you know, him some space, and maybe he'll think about it.
Yeah, exactly. I do see him coming around. Listen, Sandy, I'm going to thank you now for calling in. I apologize. I don't mean to cut you short, but
it's
the show's ending. So we're going to go ahead and thank you for calling in and say goodnight to you for the night and wish you well.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish you all the best. Much love.
You've been listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulously Fun Friday Night with Angela Bixby and Mulatto Baldwin. Thank you all for calling in and listening, and catch us in the archives. And apologies to those callers that we weren't able to get through due to time constraints. Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.